Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, guys. We have a fun show coming up today.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about decorating the house and getting Adam's approval. We talked about
modern art.
Modern art.
Sunny's basketball tournament.
Yes.
But travel. First.
But first, let's talk about, look, if you have a double chin, you want it to disappear. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, your jawline, it's simple, okay? It's called Genucel. It's Genucel Jawline is a cream that you put on your neck. 2 or 3 days, they say, and in 2 or 3 days, you'd be blown away. It's got Shamanix is an MDL technology that Genucel uses for the jawline, and it specifically targets that delicate skin that you have under the neck for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. You'll see a difference, or they'll give you 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now, and the classic Genucel you can get for your bags and puffiness is free with your order. So go to – you'll see results 12 hours or less, by the way, in Genucel. Immediate effects. No double chin, no turkey neck. Text MOMS. This is what you're going to do. You're going to text MOMS 1 to 77453 or go to Genucel.com. Get your 2 free gifts and free shipping now. Text MOMS 1 to 77453 or go to Genucel.com.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for the third month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a bottle of Vinny's Pure Vitamin Ultra Salt Hangover Cure. 4, count them, 4 sample bags of Country Archer Jerky, including original turkey, mango habanero, and teriyaki, an Olga Cha-Cha-Cha Blue Apron, and of course, a bottle of your choice. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry. We will sell out.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm still kind of tired, being honest. You know what gives me like a little bit of bounce in my step, though?
Tell me.
The delicious homebrew taste of Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.
Mm.
It gives me that comforting feeling of home. And I love, especially in the summertime, just having like a go-to beverage.
Mm-hmm.
In the house that everybody enjoys.
Yeah.
I love the Gold Peak Brewed Tea because it's not super sweet.
No.
It doesn't taste artificial. It tastes like real brewed tea, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like slightly sweet. And they have really great varieties. They have 14 flavors and different sizes, so you can get whatever you need. They have something for every occasion. Bring it to a concert. Bring it to the beach. Keep it in your house. Have something for when company comes over that feels a little bit special.
They would love the Gold Peak Brewed Tea.
Yeah. It has something for everyone and every occasion, whether it's a gathering for dinner at home or something you need to grab and go. It's perfectly crafted with ingredients like pure filtered water, mountain-grown tea, and just the right balance of sweetness. So with ice-cold Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the comforts of home are never far away. And you can find it at a retailer near you.
Yeah. Go check it out. Also, your kids need vitamins, correct? Yes.
Yes.
Because they don't eat the right foods to get those vitamins.
Most of the time.
You know what you can get them
There's not a lot of vitamins in cake, I'm thinking.
So, no. You can check out the Solgar U-Cubes. They're delicious, by the way. They sent them to us, and I love them, and your kids are going to love them, and there's no GMOs. And no gelatin, gluten, wheat, and dairy. You know it's going to be good for them. U-Cubes are tapioca and pectin-based gummies containing natural flavors and natural colors, so specially made for kids that need that nutritional support of vitamins and essential nutrients. So go to luckyvitamin.com/U-Cubes and get $5 off your order of $20 or more. If you use U-Cubes, go through July 31st with the code OUTLOUD.
Yeah, we'll remind you of that again at the end of the show. So what's happening? You said you have some stories. Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Share with our audience that this is not my normal affect, but last night, I'm not a person who gets insomnia. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I have no trouble sleeping. I lay down. I know when I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
I put on a podcast. I play threes on my phone.
You and I
within
like
5 minutes, I'm done.
The ones that we were talking about when we were dating our husbands, that we'd fall asleep watching a movie. And
yes.
Adam would like put his hand in front of my face.
Yeah.
Like to see if I was asleep.
Yeah.
Because my head was on his lap. Yeah.
Yeah. John doesn't let me use blankets when we watch a movie because the second I go, I'm going to just put on a blanket. He's like, no, you're not going to let – you won't last 1 minute.
He's all hazing you. And
yeah. As soon as we'll be watching something and he'll be into it and I'll be like, I just know when the lights are going out in my brain. I'm just like, okay, no, I'm still watching. Yeah. Well, last night – but because I've been on this steroid all week, even though it's on a taper, it's given me the worst insomnia and it is the worst feeling. And it's like – it's not even like I'm worried about anything – and I'm just not sleeping.
They're tapering you off of it?
So it's a taper. So I started the first day, you take 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
The second day, you take 5, 4, 3. Today was my last day of them. But every day that I've been on this medication, it's made me not be able to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, I went to go to bed at like 11:30. I listened to so many episodes of Dateline. And then I kept being like, oh my God, I'm still awake. Mm-hmm. So then I would start another episode on my phone. And then I just kept going, oh my God, I'm not falling asleep. And then at like 4 in the morning, okay, so we haven't talked about this, but really quick. So the Disney star Cameron Boyce, so sad, he passed away.
That's really sad.
For you guys, it happened like earlier in the week. And so I said this on the Reel It In page because I told my kids, and Sadie was not bummed. LB, as usual, is a sociopath and was just like, oh, that's sad. I'm like, Cameron Boyce, I wasn't trying to talk her into being upset. I promise. I was like, I just want you guys to know. Anyway, but Xander took it kind of hard.
Aww.
So now it's like 3:00 in the morning, then it's 3:30. I cannot fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like – and I'm doing all these things but trying to go like, okay, let me just try to meditate a little bit and I'm going to – anyway. And then poor Xander comes in. He hadn't been able to sleep either. Mm. So he comes in. Now it's like 4 in the morning. Ugh. And we have to record today.
I know.
So I'm like going, oh my God, I have to get some sleep. And then Xander comes in and he's like, Mom, I can't sleep. I keep thinking bad thoughts. I keep thinking about what happened to Cameron Boyce.
Aww.
So poor kid. So then I'm trying to talk to him and he's so sad and it's the middle of the night. And then I go to his room.
When you wake up in the middle of the night, things are, of course, like more of a magnitude. They feel like they're so much more intense.
Yeah, he looked like haunted. He was so sad. So I go to his room with him. And now it's so interesting. I'm sure you feel this way with Sonny. But like Xander's getting so tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like a big kid now. Uh-huh. You know, it's not like going and laying down with your 4-year-old.
It's weird. Now you're like in bed.
Like he's like a man.
I know.
Like a little man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like laying in bed with this little body. And I was like, it's okay. And I'm like rubbing his head and trying to help him fall asleep. And then finally, I'm like, all right, listen, I'm going to go back to my room. Because I got to work in the morning and I'm going to try and get some sleep. And he's listening to a podcast.
Really?
Rose Pricks.
Really?
That's what he listens
to
before bed.
That's cute.
So I go back to the bedroom, still can't fall asleep. I try to listen to another podcast. And then like 15 minutes later, he comes back in. He's like, I still can't fall asleep. So I go, get in bed with us. So he gets in bed. I lay in bed for like 20 minutes with him. And then I'm like, There's 3 of us in a queen size bed and Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
So gave up and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
So I get on the couch. Lynette, I didn't fall asleep till 6:30 and I had to get up at 8.
I hate that feeling.
So now I feel like I've got like cotton mouth. I feel like it's the middle of the night.
You need to go home and sleep. What are you going to do after this?
Go home and sleep. I swear to God, I'm going to go home and just like get in bed and go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I have to work tonight. Right. I have rose pricks
tonight. And then you wake up later and then you feel like you just feel all off.
I hate, as you know, sleeping in the middle of the day.
Yeah. And it's like when Adam worked in the morning show, it's the same thing. He would be all off and, you know, he'd come home and sleep in the middle of the day. And yeah, it's not good when you don't have a good night's sleep.
No.
I gotta figure out something with Sonny. I'm going to Vegas with him. Yeah, on Wednesday. I'm excited. This will be our third year in a row going to the basketball tournaments.
Right.
And
how long is it for?
We go Wednesday and we leave Sunday.
Okay.
And from Sunday, we go to Chicago.
Oh,
sweet. We'll change of plans.
Okay.
Because Natalia's Natalia and she's like a, you know, an interrogator. And she's like, well, what are we going to do the rest of the summer? What am I going to do? What am I going to do when you're in Vegas? What am I supposed to do? And then, of course, you know, they were supposed to go to Chicago, but mm-hmm. Chicago came to us. And then Wendy was like, okay, well, come home with me. But Wendy's going to Italy at the end of July. So okay. She's going to be gone. So
it had to fit in.
It's going to have to fit in. But I also, like, I know Wendy and she needs at least a week before she goes to Italy mm-hmm. to just, you know, she's been here for, you know, she needs to just get back into her regular routine over there. And so
this is where it had to happen.
This is where it had to happen. So Natalia's going to fly home with her. So I'm going to Vegas and Natalia's going to Chicago and then we're going to go to Chicago. And I don't think Adam knows this yet, but we're going to be gone for a week because my nephew Anthony's birthday is in the middle of the week. And he's like, well, you got to stay for my birthday. Just stay until the weekend. Like he works, you know, all day and he wants us to stay for the weekend. So.
But
then
why would Adam
home.
Care? You're going to have the kids with
he
you.
He doesn't care.
Not
I know.
Not leaving him with anything to do.
No, except take care of Phil. But that's it.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he's fine. He'll be fine. But I got to let him know. Because I didn't know if we were going to do that or not. But I think we're going to do that. Why not? What do I got to do?
You don't have to do anything.
That's why we're recording. Now. Tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. We're doing our job.
Yes.
We're getting it done. You deserve a little vacation. And I'm going to be out of town because I'm going to be in Canada.
You're going to Canada.
Yeah.
You excited?
For a week. I am. I've never had like a family vacation like this. Can you believe it?
I know. It's about time. You guys are going to love it.
Sadie and Xander, this will be their first time on a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they excited?
They're super excited. Yeah. And then we're going to fly in and then we're getting a car and then we drive 45 minutes to the place we're staying. So it'll be probably kind of exhausting because our flight doesn't leave till the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But you know what? Is a great thing to have on a plane, earbuds.
Of course.
And the best kind, wireless.
Right.
And you know who makes really great wireless earbuds for a low price?
Yes.
For like half the price of the you-know-who brand?
Right.
Raycon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Raycon are – they're made by Ray J. And celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Brandy, they're already obsessed with these earbuds. And – I love – they've changed the game.
Yes.
Because your kids can actually have earbuds mm-hmm. that they want.
Yeah. Natalia has them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they look great and they sound – the sound of them is really great.
They sound great and they're very comfortable, by the way.
Yeah.
And they don't look dorky.
No. And they have like a range of colors.
Yes.
You can pick colors so that you can tell the difference because ain't nobody got time to like put on someone else's earbuds by accident.
Exactly.
And get grossed out.
Ugh.
So here's how you get some. Go to buyraycon.com/FCOL and get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/FCOL for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's the time to get an amazing deal. Buyraycon.com/FCOL.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys are – how long is the flight?
I mean, it's like 6 hours, but we fly at like 4:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We get in really late. Mm-hmm. Then we rent a car. Then we pile all the kids in a rental car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Then we arrive in the middle of the night at like a house that – I mean, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Super fun.
I've never done the Airbnb thing. I was going to say, have you?
I haven't done it before.
Like, what do? You meet the person there and they give you the keys?
I don't know.
Usually,
but
if I can jump in, usually you communicate with them via email and they'll tell you the location of like a lockbox on the property so that you can go in.
Nice.
In a good Airbnb, you never see the person who actually owns it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a whole.
So we're meeting John's sister and her name's Wendy.
Aw.
Yeah. And love her and her two kids, my niece and nephew. So they're driving up before us.
Okay.
So they'll get there first.
Mm-hmm. They're get set driving. Up. Wow.
Well, they live in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Well, they live in Massachusetts.
Nice.
Very close to Connecticut, Longmeadow. But yeah, so they're going to drive.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been looking for, you know, stuff to listen to and stuff like that. But I am looking for – I love traveling with Sonny, I have to say. Like, he's, you know, he's very easy.
Yeah.
And we're going to be going to the games every day, all day. And
so you're not bringing Natalia this time?
No. But sometimes I feel guilty because a lot of times, you know, the parents are there. The dads, a lot of the dads go. And it's just they're there all week. And the dads are like, you know, they're very into it. And then they're – so on their off time, they take the kids to go to the arcade or they take the kids to go bowling. Well – the coach is planning a bowling night, so they're all going bowling, and the dads are taking the kids, and the moms are getting together for, you know, drinks and stuff, so we get a break or whatever. But I feel like I'm going to get a lot of breaks because I feel bad because a lot of times they go, you know, to their son, like, you want to go to the arcade? Who wants to go? You know, they got a minivan. They drove.
Right, right.
So they take Sonny, you know, and they're, well, yeah, happy to take. They're very sweet. They do it at the games. I know them. They do it at the games here in L.A., they don't take them home, like they carpool sometimes, but usually I'm with him. But, you know, like it's nice because they take him off and then I'm like, oh, okay, now what do I do?
Let me ask you this. Do they ever go, where's Adam?
Yes, I say that in the therapy office with Adam and got in trouble because the therapist is like, well, okay, you know, you can't compare. Let's not compare, you know.
Yeah.
Like all the dads. Well, Adam's at Mariah Carey.
Right, right. Yeah, who's in town this time? Britney Spears?
I don't know. Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing. And the worst is because Sonny's best friend Jensen's parents go. The whole family goes because now his little brother's playing.
Right.
And so Jensen's dad, who loves Adam and loves to talk to Adam, is like, yeah, yeah. You know, the one time Adam came, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Let me know if he's here, Matt, if he's in the building. You know, like the one time that Adam did come, he watched – one of the games, one of the best games I've ever seen Sonny play. He was point guard and, you know, he played, they won by like 2 points. And at the end of the game, Sonny's face, I'll never forget, was beat red. He was sweating and he goes, Mom, I'm going to throw up. And he just ran to the bathroom. And I was like, wow. Well, that was such a great game. I mean, I have it on video, people screaming his name. It was so exciting. Adam watched it. He had one earbud, one Raycon in his ear.
Oh, no.
And, you know, watching
listening
the game.
To a podcast.
Yeah. And then talking to Jensen's dad and like talking his ear off. And then the game is over. And that's when we were all supposed to go to Adam planned dinner for us at his hotel because they set us up for free dinner at Mr. Chow's and then free dinner at Mariah Carey. And Adam was like all excited. And he's like, I'm going to take the family. Like we did that a year before, but not during Sonny's tournaments.
Right.
So.
And poor Sonny's like, but. Everyone's doing something else.
Well, Sonny doesn't care. Oh. Sonny doesn't care.
Okay.
But I care. And I want to watch the games. And I kept giving him the, like, I don't know. Like, maybe we stay and watch the second game. The second game's at 6. You know, it's the same time as the reservations for the restaurant. And I was like, well, you know, let's just hang out and watch the set. And then he got mad because I was trying to brush off dinner. And he looked at it as he was trying to do something nice with the family. And I looked at it as, what the F? Like, we're here to watch Sonny play basketball.
Right.
Don't you understand that? You know? And the family, by the way, one of them is not going to be at the dinner. So it's not really a family. So anyway, and by the way, Mariah Carey, like, when did you become a Mariah Carey fan? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I don't know. It was a big, it's always been a little touchy and sensitive because I brought it up to him and he still to this day cannot understand why I got upset.
Like why you were parent shaming?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but
and the other dads are there and, you know.
It is a weird feeling. I agree with you. It's a weird feeling when you're doing everything as the mom and all the other dads are around.
Yeah.
And you're like,
really? Well, and then like, so yeah. So the one dad, Jensen's dad, like, where'd Adam go? I was like embarrassed. Like, he went to Mariah Carey, Mike. He's not going to, like, Mike's excited. Like, right. He's into the games.
Right.
You know, I didn't tell him he went to Mariah Carey, but I was like, oh, he's got to go, you know, do some work. Oh, you know.
Right.
That was such an exciting game. He's not going to say for the other one. No, he's got to go to Mr. Chow's.
So when you go to Vegas with Sonny, is he still, like, the stats guy?
He's going to be the stats guy.
Or is he on a, is he officially on one of the teams for these games?
He's going to be officially on the maroon team, I think, for the Sunday games.
Okay.
But leading up to the other ones, he's going to be rotating. And he's also going to be playing with the eighth graders.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess we're eighth graders. I don't know. But, you know, he's got eighth grade team. They're the seventh graders.
Right.
Yeah. So he's going to be doing a lot of playing. So do I have to be there the whole time? I don't know.
I don't think so. You can go to your charging station.
Yes.
Recharge your phone.
You remember that?
Yeah.
By the way, like, it's weird because we all got to Vegas last year, 2 years ago, and all the parents, we go to the NBA All-Star game at the center, at the convention center.
Right.
And it's a big deal. It's all the NBA stars and the up-and-coming whatever stars. Not all the NBA stars, but the up-and-coming. And so we all get there that one year, and I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting in a sea of parents, dads, moms. All right, I give it 30 minutes. I care less about these games. They're all into it. Give it another 30 minutes. And finally, I go, I got to go. Anybody want a beer? Does anybody want a beer? We're in Vegas. You guys all drove to get here.
Yeah.
I flew, but you guys all just drove hours. Don't you want to relax and watch the game and have a beer?
Yeah.
And the only one that goes, I'll go with you, is Mike, Jensen's dad, who's clean and sober.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He doesn't drink.
Oh, my God.
For years. Like you, for years. Yeah.
Oh, that's
He's
so
like,
funny.
I'll go with you. And he sat with me at the bar while I charged my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
See, us non-drinkers are still fun.
Yes, you are.
I'm still up for whatever. I would have gone with you.
Totally.
It wouldn't have bothered me. I would have been like, sure.
Yes.
I'll take a break from this and go hang with you.
Who wants to watch all that? So, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, I love, as you do, I'm so happy that LB's playing basketball instead of volleyball.
Yes.
As you know. Mm-hmm. Because I love watching my kids play a sport. It's just fun.
It is fun.
Except Sadie, because she always ends up crying and feeling like she's terrible and not getting enough playing time. There's a lot of complaining. But I love LB is so fun to watch. And Xander's really fun to watch, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Basketball. I enjoy watching now all of them, not just Sonny. Like, I enjoy watching these kids because I've been watching them for so long. How they grew into their, you know, how they're, some of them are playing, I mean, amazingly. Sonny is just so scared.
But I have to be honest, when I'm watching a game and my kid's out, like as soon as my kid's on the bench.
Oh, yeah. That's your time to,
I
like,
go right to,
your, yeah.
Right? I always wonder if other people are noticing, like, well, how come you're not watching my kid? And I'm like, well, because I don't care about your kid. I care about mine. And then as soon as I'm noticing, oh, my kid's back in. I'm like, okay, phone sound, like, I'm all ears, all eyes.
Uh-huh.
Soon as they take her out, I'm like, oh, okay,
back.
Good.
What were you guys saying on Facebook?
Yeah.
I know.
I do not share the attention to the other kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch the other kids and be excited for them if LB's playing.
Right. Yeah, good.
But
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of parents that will stay for, like, other kids' games.
Yes.
Not me.
Oh, my gosh. I always am like, why are you guys all standing around now? The games ended a long time ago. We're all the way, you know, an hour and a half from home.
Right.
Don't you want to beat traffic in the car? Everybody's like standing around. They're watching the eighth graders play now. I'm like,
why? You don't know these people.
I know.
No thanks.
I don't get it.
I'm out.
Then I start feeling like, am I a bad person?
What's
wrong with me?
I do that all the time. I'm like, how do I not fit in with this? Don't other people get bored?
Yeah, I know.
And then I go, am I like a narcissist, but like for my own children? Like I just, like I only care about it if it affects my family.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, I don't think so, because I don't understand. I legitimately don't understand why it's fun. You've already seen two games.
Yeah.
You already just watched your kid play.
Right.
Why?
Why are you guys hanging around?
Yeah.
They stand around. I think, well, for me, the boys stand around and watch the other teams on their, you know, on
right.
their league play.
Yeah, but that's on their league. That's them. I know. I'm not interested.
But the parents are fine. Like, I'm like, all right, look. You know, I'm talking to the son, like, come on. I'm like the only mom trying to extract him from
right.
everybody. Let's go. Let's go.
Why then you have to get into, like, do you want – don't you feel like having some Menchie's? Maybe we'll throw you.
Trying to, like
– Yeah. Bribe him out of there.
Yes.
Like, let's go home and watch TV.
Yeah.
I think there's a new Stranger Things on.
Right. Sonny watched the whole thing. I was going to watch it with him in Vegas. But, yes. Yeah, so my – my sister-in-law, who you know is in town, she's been asking me. She's like, I want to go and get, you know, Botox, and I don't have anybody like in Chicago. She's like, I want to go to somebody that you know and that you trust. And I was like, well, those nurses that came on that we had, you know, from the doctor's office,
yeah.
where I get my lasers and stuff. And I'm honestly not a Botox person, but I do like the fillers.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, let's go. And so I made the appointment. We went. And the nurse, like, all right. So, you know, women, they get on my nerves sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
chicks.
So, chicks, right? So I'm in the office, and my sister-in-law loves the nurse that's doing the treatments. So I'm sitting there. She's getting her treatments done. And we're talking, and they're talking, and she's talking, and everybody's talking, and talking, and talking. And I notice, like, when I talk, everybody just talks over, and then nobody's listening to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever know to have those conversations? That happens to me a lot. I run into to women that are my friends, my family, people that I see who just talk. They just talk over each other, having a conversation. Like Wendy's talking about, you know, she raised 5 kids and she lives in Chicago now, but she used to live in LA and blah, blah. And then the nurse is going, oh yeah, I used to live in Chicago too. And did you know this doctor out there? Oh yeah. And then they ask me a question.
Right.
And as I'm answering it, they cut you off. They cut you off at the back and they just keep talking and talk. It's just, I almost videotaped it because it was just insane. Like, How do these women – so finally I'm just like, all right, I'm tired. I can give myself a headache for talking. So
right.
why should I talk? Like, I didn't get mad, but I'm like, I don't need – you guys don't need me in this conversation, obviously. It's just – what?
Well, does Wendy get a thing where she gets, like, overexcited
yes.
and then
– Yeah, and she's excited, and I get it, and it's fine. But it's not just that one time. It
right.
happens a lot, and it's not
right.
just her. I noticed, like, with my one girlfriend, Dawn, when I see her, she just, like, talks right. Suzanne is the same way as me. So when it happens with Suzanne, her and I just look at each other like, all right, we'll just be quiet now. You think you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
I do, but I'm probably the one that cuts you off because
– No, this is more
– I'm more of the Wendy probably.
Nah.
And I – like, you'll spark me off on something and then I'll be like, oh, cool. Let me jump in and tell you this. And then I'll be like, okay, be quiet.
No. This is different. This is on another level. This is just blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking, like, are they on drugs or something?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But the nurse is, like, steady as a – you know,
right.
she's putting needles in her face. I don't think she's on drugs, but she acts like it the way she's talking and she's excited. Like she's never, you know, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It was 3 hours of that.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
3 hours.
I don't like when you have to make a lot of small talk with personnel at a place
uh-huh.
where you shouldn't need to make small talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like you shouldn't go to urgent care and then have to get into a whole conversation with like the person behind the desk about
exactly
not about why you're there.
Right.
No, I don't
right.
want to do that.
Yeah.
I just want to go, okay, I'm here for this,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to go sit down and
be quiet.
Yeah.
Sit in my thoughts.
Well, speaking of thoughts, it's time to talk about clutter.
Look, clutter, talking is clutter, by the way.
Yeah. Verbal clutter.
Verbal clutter. But yeah, no, we could all use some decluttering, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Self-storage is always an option, but it's not that convenient sometimes.
I feel like, have you heard of that Marie Kondo?
Yeah.
That like throwing away stuff in your house and trying to clear stuff out. It always feels so nice when your home is organized and clean. And Clutter is the world's largest on-demand storage provider. And so they make life easier, you know? They take the self out of self-storage. With Clutter, finding an affordable place to stash your things has never been simpler. You can just sit back, relax, and let Clutter take care of the rest. They're a full-service, on-demand storage experience. There's no guesswork, no wasted space. They help you find out how much storage you need, and then you just schedule a pickup, and Clutter comes and packs and moves your – this is like your favorite thing.
Yes, I love this.
That Adam would not normally allow,
right?
But Clutter does it for a budget.
Yeah,
and they have a great sign-up bonus for our listeners. You get $50 off your first month when you sign up at clutter.com/FCOL. So that's on top of Clutter's no-hassle moving online inventory management, free pickup, and price match guarantee. It's on top of that. You get $50 off at clutter.com/FCOL. That's clutter.com/FCOL. Use the promo code FCOL.
Quip.
Yes.
Quip. Look, you guys know we've talked about Quip. It is the greatest thing. And it really has changed my life because talk about clutter. You don't have that big thing sitting on your sink anymore.
Yes. Right? Yes. So, those old school ones where it was like take up half your sink.
And wires everywhere.
Tubes that need cleaning.
You don't even know what those tubes are for, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So look, their wireless electric toothbrush is lightweight. It's compact. It's cute. It comes in different colors, which is cute.
They
right?
even have them for the kids.
Yes.
Colors for the kids.
Right? They're easily in. You can put them in your carry-on, take them with you. Plus, they have that time sonic vibration that gives you a break from that, you know, that jam-packed itinerary of brushing. And it's look, it's easy, it's great, and they send it to you. You don't have to think about it. You get the new heads in the mail, and it's done. So,
so that's why we love Quip.
No, so that's why we love Quip. Quip. So for you guys try Quip. Go to if you go to getquip.com/FCOL right now, you'll get your first refill pack for free. Okay, and it just starts at $25. You can't go wrong. So go to getquip.com/FCOL.
Do it. So, did Wendy go back yet?
No, she's going back with Natalia this weekend. She's going back.
Okay, so she goes back and takes Natalia, and then you go straight from Vegas with Sunny to Chicago.
Yeah.
And then you're going to stay for a couple of days. Or, you know, you're staying for the week, and then you're coming home.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be fun. But you know what's been really fun is she loves to decorate, and I don't. And our house is empty. There's walls that are empty. And
I saw the beautiful picture that you put on Instagram.
Oh, my God. I fell in love. Fell in love.
Where'd you find it?
You can't tell in pictures, really. I know people can zoom in and look at it, but I found it at Z Gallery. We went to Z Galleries going out of business in Pasadena.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. I wish we would have gotten there 2 weeks earlier because they had all this stuff for half the price, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I love Z Gallery. And so they, you know, I don't, everybody's
I'm sure
like,
Adam enjoys you taking an interest.
He does.
In decorating.
He does. But Adam's Adam too. So it's like, you don't want to pull the trigger on something because you don't. And I was like, you know what? I'm with Wendy. I don't care. We both have good taste. I know what Adam likes. I'm just going to go for it. We had this space above the fireplace that was, you know, everybody's like, you need art. You need art. You need, I don't know art. Like, well, art,
right.
You'll know art when you see it, you know, kind of thing. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Everybody, some people sent me like links of art, you know, people that have seen the house sent me links and I go and look at it and I'm, of paintings. And I'm like,
it has to speak to you.
Right, right. So I was at Z Gallery and I saw this horse. And, you know, my daddy used to take me horseback riding when I was a kid. I went horseback riding every weekend. I love horses. And I saw in his eye, which just says like sweet. And kind, like it's got your kind of eye. It's like a brown. No, it's like so kind and sweet and so like calming, that picture. I just love it. I kept staring at it and I was like, I think I'd want to get this and put it above the fireplace. And I go, but we're not horse people.
Right.
And Wendy goes, doesn't matter. You know, she just like she reads all these, you know, decorating and follows some Meredith Bower or something like that. I don't know.
OK.
And so she's like, it doesn't matter. Just if you like it and you love it, get it. If you really, really love it.
Well, what are people like going to quiz you and go like, so what's with the horse picture?
Exactly.
Are you into horses? Did you used to ride horses? Like, who would do that? That'd
would
be rude.
That? I know. So I said, all right, we're going to get it. And it's glass. So you can't tell, but it's stark white. It looks a different color in the picture because it's picking up all the like the bright blue couch that Adam bought. Which is another.
I like that couch.
You like that couch now. You like it now.
Okay.
You should have seen what it looked like with the other pillows. And also with the ottoman and the rug. It just was just too much.
Too much?
Yes.
So you wanted something subtle on the wall.
I wanted.
I can imagine that you were bracing yourself, though, for Adam being the one to go, wow, horse.
Right.
Then you have. Then you go into your sob story. Yeah, but my dad, like, then you make the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Shut him up.
But you can't return it because it's going out of sale.
Right.
So, you know, I'll put it in my office. That's what I was thinking. Like, if he doesn't like it, I'll just put it in my space.
Yeah.
It'll take up the whole wall, but that's all right.
So what did he say?
He loved it.
Oh.
And he hung it immediately. I mean, that thing was heavy. I had to take his car to go get it. It was, you know, big and it's glass and it's just white glass. There's no frame. And he hung it, him in like that. And, you know, of course, we had to hear about it. Like, must be nice. I'm married to a comedian that can hang pictures.
Right.
Must be nice.
Right.
You think Jeff Ross could do that?
Yeah.
You know. But then, you know, then I
you
bought
know,
another.
You should tell him. Tell him I put that on my vision board.
Right.
On my vision board, I put, I hope that I have someone who can hang pictures for me.
Yes. And there you were.
Yeah.
And could tell, you know, and could roast people.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's my vision board. But so then I bought a piece of art to go in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all glitter. It's just it's hard to explain, but it's just bored. And it's just all just glitter, but in like starting from a light cream and then moving down to the from the right side light moving down to like a dark tan color. But it's just it's just all glitter. And I loved it. I thought it was really elegant.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, no, he's not going to like this. But I'm going to get it anyway, too, because I was on a high.
Uh-huh.
So Wendy did the – so she said, you don't – she liked the couch, too. But I said – she goes, you know, you got to – it's the carpet underneath. It's the pillows. We'll get new pillows. She bought those pillows. She bought the throw to put on the couch. And it changed the room. It looked like a different couch. Natalia even likes the couch. Now we got to get a new carpet because the carpet underneath – so
I kind of like that carpet. It's like a deep
gray. Yeah,
right? I like it.
It's got a lot of blue going on. And then, but I think the carpet is fine. We just have to get another anyway. But it was a lot of fun, and I pulled the trigger on some big things. I mean, those two, and then I wanted to get a coffee table. I almost bought it, but I took a picture and sent it to him, and we'll see. I don't know, but I bought a bunch of stuff.
So did he like the glitter picture too?
He did, and he hung it.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm the worst with art.
Me too. Me too.
And I'm always the person at any museum. Well, we've talked about modern art before. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I just don't get it. I don't know what makes something, you know, I like art if it, I mean, yes, it gives you a feeling, but I don't understand. And I know we've talked about this, but like, when you go to the modern art museum and it's just like an orange canvas.
Yeah.
And they're just call it orange.
Right.
You're like, well, what? I could do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't
if
want something
do
on my
it,
wall that I
yes,
could do.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
does not seem to take talent to me.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, here is a picture. It's just a white. It's just a white canvas.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's not a picture.
Right.
That's a white canvas.
Uh-huh.
You can't get away. How is that in a museum?
I know.
How am I
don't...
standing in front of a white canvas that's just called white canvas?
I don't get it. I know. It's insane to me. It really is. And exactly. What I like, though, they're like, well, what, you know, people ask, what do you like? You know, and I'm like,
I don't know.
I like pictures. I mean, I like photography.
Yes,
like
me too.
I like photography. Like, I like a good shot of Italy, Rome, like, I don't know, something like that maybe, or Hollywood, old Hollywood. I don't know. I like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So That's, but I'm like, I can't do that here. We're like, what am I going to put? Like,
but you could do, you know what you should do in your house? Because it has that feel. You know those old, like, the TWA ads?
Yes.
The vintage.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
We have one of those. Like,
really?
Yeah. Look it up online. You can find, like, old TWA ads. They're really gorgeous, and you can get them, like, on a canvas.
Where'd you get that?
Frame it.
And get it online?
Yeah, you can go to like eBay, or you can just get them online and get a print and have it framed, and they're so gorgeous.
Oh, I love that.
You know what we're talking about, Matt?
That's the kind of – no, he can't
hear
us.
Oh, he can't hear us.
That's the kind of stuff.
Sorry, I was being spoken to while you were doing that.
That's all right. He abandoned us.
Just like that, he's gone.
Whatever. That's why we have daddy issues.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And
then, well, I'm proud of you for buying something and getting out of your comfort zone.
Yes. And there's another room where it's all orange. It's you know, I mean, it's just the orange couches from the other house.
Right.
Like, it's orange and it's the old, you know. And Wendy says, I'll change this room to look different. You'll love it. And then we bought – it was all just pillows. Like, we took the old pillows off, put new pillows on, put a little throw on there. Uh-huh. And you know Phil's going to get up there and just ruin it as soon as we turn our backs. But – who cares? At least it looked different. It changed the room. It looked, you know, just a couple pillows.
Yeah.
Really can spruce things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do our bedroom next. I don't know what I'm going to do, but.
Well, Elby, after I got Elby her new bed, it was really fun because we went to like Home Goods and she picked out a dude. And she had in her head, she's much better at this than I am because I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know, tell me what to get and I'll get it. I can't picture it happening in the room, but she had a whole thing in her head of like, I want a white duvet cover that's like textured in some way. And she found like the exact kind of thing she wanted. And then she was like, and then I need these pillows. And in my mind, I'm like, those pillows are humongous. Aren't they going to take up your whole bed? And she's like, no. I promise it's going to look good. And then these other, like these two furry pillows and then these two pink kind of rectangle pillows with fur on.
Love that.
And then a throw that matches it. And I was like, I do not see how that's going to go together.
Uh-huh.
She put it on her bed and I was like,
I know, right?
You're adulting better than me.
It's amazing.
I'm like, now do our living room, Elby.
Right? Yeah, you should.
I should. Yes. I should just leave it to them.
I have Natalia do it. Like, she came with us and she picked out a lot of stuff.
I feel like if it was up to me, I would still have like the TV on cinder blocks, as you talked about, and like a futon.
Yes.
And like, it's just so hard for me to buy new stuff because I don't know what to get.
I don't like to pull the trigger.
Yeah, me neither. It's hard.
Like, I'll go at the store and go, I love that. Buy it. No. Just. You know, keep on walking.
And then I think just from anxiety or something, I always have a little bit of buyer's remorse right after I do it until I get used to it. And then I go, oh, I'm glad I did that. But like the second I spend money on something, let's just say a couch or something that's big that you need. And then I go, oh, why? This is not the right thing. It's too big. It's too this. And then I get used to it and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like it now.
Yeah. I've done that a million times. I get it. It's hard. But, you know.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I'm sure I did because we've been together a long time. But when we moved into our house and John wanted us to have a bigger TV and I was pregnant, I was newly pregnant. So I was having a lot of hormones and anxiety and John likes a big TV and he bought this big TV he was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 8 weeks pregnant on the couch. And the house wasn't really set up. So the people come in and bring the TV. And this wasn't like a wall-mounted one. This was a little bit prior to them being flat screens on the wall. Mm-hmm. So it was the kind of thing you needed a TV table.
Right.
And then it would sit and it was kind of thick.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like old school, but like a projection TV.
Right,
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the people come over and bring the TV. And I like lost my mind. I was like, it's too big. Oh my God, that takes up the whole room. Like it felt so overpowering and I was crying. I cried to him on the phone. I was like, I don't like it. It's too big. It's so much TV.
Did you have to take it out of the box to see it? And
well, yeah, because they came and delivered they took it out of the box and they set it up.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
At least
they kind of set it up in the corner of the room. They didn't set it up where it was going to go because they didn't know. Okay. So I'm like, oh my God. So then I got like obsessed about it that it was too big. And I went to like Fry's or Best Buy or something to compare. I was like, I told John, I was like, I think we need to downgrade. We need a smaller one.
Oh, my
God. So I went and looked at them. Anyway, of course, long story short, he comes home. He sets up the TV against the wall. It's still a big TV.
You still have it?
No. But and then I got used to it. But then we had one of these progressive dinners.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, that's where the neighbors come over and you start at one house and then
that's
you go to the next house.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we did one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I overheard somebody say, wow, that's like a really big TV.
About your house?
Yes.
Are you
but
kidding?
It wasn't even that big because the funny thing is, like, eventually we got totally used to it and now we have an even bigger TV, but it's mounted on the wall. And John's like, always remind, like, remember when you thought, because now I'm like,
right.
Our TV could be even be bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's go big.
Yeah.
More Dateline for me.
Yeah. But it is funny because John's like, always harkens back to the day that I thought the TV that was smaller than the one we have now is that I cried.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Too
it's
much
too big.
TV.
It's too much. My problem is I don't like it when you buy something, you got to get it home.
Yeah.
Then you got to set it up. Then you got to put it up. Then you got to hang it or whatever.
Right.
And I'm telling you, so she cooks, you know, she loves to cook. So she came over and she cooked dinner one night. She cooked breakfast the other day. She made breakfast purgatory, eggs on top. Oh, my God, they're delicious.
What's purgatory?
Eggs purgatory. Like, you chop up the tomatoes and you put a ton of olive oil in the pan and you cook them. And you put a lot of salt because the tomatoes, you know, absorb the salt.
Uh-huh.
And you cook them and you wait until they get the right texture, and then you break the egg on top of them, and then you cover it so that the egg is sort of, you know, it's not hard boiled, like, but you
okay.
know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
that until the egg is cooked just right, and then that you scoop it up and you have eggs purgatory. I mean, it's her version of it. I'm sure there's other versions.
Okay.
And it's tomatoes and eggs, and you dip it's so delicious.
What do you dip?
Well, because you dip it in the egg and you got like that olive oil and the tomatoes underneath. If you like tomatoes.
Yeah.
She made it the other day, and Adam, who loves to, like, when people come to cook or I cook.
Yeah.
You know, Adam, you want my tomato and eggs? I'm not really keen on cooked tomatoes. All right. Really? Just have them. You know, by the way, if it was the other way around and I said that, he'd be like, just have them. What are you talking about? You don't like
right.
them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But because he doesn't like it, it's like, you know, it's okay. But it was delicious. And so he asked her, though, when I was out of the room, because she's cooking and she's decorating, and he goes, why don't you come look down at the theater? And then he goes, how long are you going to be in town? He thanked her, by the way,
oh,
for
that's
doing
good.
All that. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have her, you know,
yeah.
have her around.
I do not cook, as you know, at all. That it's hilarious because last night I made – basically, I got these chicken skewers from Costco. Well, I didn't. John did. He brought them home. And I know Adam's the same way, so you relate.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's food in the house to cook, then John gets irritated if we go out to eat.
Yes.
Because he's like, well, why are we going out to eat? Why do we need takeout?
I know.
I just bought a bunch of skewers.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
It's like you have to be in the mood for them that day because
right.
he bought them.
Right.
But I didn't feel like arguing. I really wanted to just go get takeout. I was tired and whatever. But, you know, whatever. I didn't want to get into an argument. So I made the skewers. And then I found some, like, boxed – some Spanish rice, the kind that you microwave.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I made – oh, no. It's the kind you put in a pan.
Uh-huh.
So I actually made it in a little pot, and it took like
Spanish
only 7
rice,
minutes.
Yeah.
Spanish rice. And then so I served these skewers and Spanish rice, and you would have thought, like, that's because that's how little I cook.
Right.
I am the type of person that will just serve you one main thing that I found
at
whatever.
Right. I can't
orange
think of
chicken.
I know. I can't do the side dishes stuff. No.
But I found that I had a frozen broccoli with like some cheese and the rice and skewers. And you would have thought we were out at like Buca de Beppo or something. The kids were like, wow, this is a really good dinner. Thanks, Mom. And John was like, this rice is delicious. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, it was $1.50 at Ralph's.
Because you never cook.
I know.
I just, yeah.
I'm like, are they punking me with their, like, how happy they are with this meal? Or am I just, like, a terrible person?
Yeah. No.
Probably that.
Please.
Well, this has been a really good show. And you know what? We have a fun Patreon this week.
Yeah.
Where I talk some shit about somebody else.
I love it.
That I don't want to get in trouble for. So pay $5
you can hear
per month to hear all of our bonus content. And for $50 a month, you get a shout out for your business. And this week, we're shouting out Tish Clevenger Juice Plus. She adds the nutrition of 30 fruits, vegetables, and grains to your diet. You can find her at Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R dot juiceplus.com. Michelle Baker is your CBD hookup. She has the salve called Chronic Relief that you rub anywhere you have pain, and it helps so much. And you can get a hold of her at mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker. And then Casey Howell, our girl Casey, she's a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers Eastern North Carolina. Are you thinking of moving? Do you need a vacation home? Get a hold of Casey. You can call her or text her at 910-546-3991. And then we got Sarah Kelsey. She is with Northwest DNA. They offer paternity and relationship testing, including the new non-invasive prenatal paternity test. They're located in Seattle, but they can set up appointments all over the country. Go to nwdnatesting.com.
Thank you, guys. It's been a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want to thank our sponsors. Go check out Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Check out luckyvitamin.com/ucubes, code out loud. Buy raycon.com/FCOL, clutter.com/FCOL, getquip.com/FCOL, and genucel.com. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Matt. It's been fun.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Me kind, sweet destiny, carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I believed somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. Vision of a love, and it was all that you've given to me.
you turned out to be.
This is Corolla Digital.